One Ash Wednesday a few years ago, I had an eye doctor's appointment over in Windmore, and Monsignor Carroll had given me a gigantic black cross on my forehead. Couldn't miss it. So when I came out of the eye doctor's, I came upon a stranger, and he looked at me a little surprised, and then he said, "Oh, you're Catholic. Today's Ash Wednesday." I said, "Yes," and he asked me, engaged me in some questions about what Ash Wednesday meant and what the season meant. And I tried to explain it to him as best I could. So afterwards, he said to me, "Well, how would I greet, then, a Catholic today? Would I say, Happy Ash Wednesday?" And I had to think about it. I said, "Well, I just don't think that would be appropriate. Maybe you can wish them a blessed Lent." And he thanked me and wished me a blessed Lent and went on his way. Sometimes we perceive Lent as a season of mortification and suffering, a season of sacrifice. And I think sometimes we do that to our detriment. I'm saying that because I think in today's readings, we're given the opportunity to really experience what God means for us in this season of Lent. We see in the first reading the fall, and in the gospel reading, Jesus being led out into the desert to be tempted. Paul sort of paints the picture and the connection between the first reading and the gospel reading. And I'd like to try to talk about that a little bit today. What strikes me most is when God formed the human person out of the clay, he breathed life into his nostrils. That breath of life in the first reading is the same spirit that leads Jesus out into the desert. Jesus' experience in the desert is one of lack, is one of suffering. In contrast, man and woman, made in God's image in the Garden of Eden, is paradise. They have everything they could possibly hope for. So Jesus is lacking, and the human family is given everything. Then a choice is offered. To Jesus, the choice is to end his suffering. "Turn these stones into bread," the tempter says. Something that Jesus, as God, is perfectly capable of doing. But Jesus says no. Jesus says, "I'm not going to let my suffering change my relationship with my Father. How dare you try to tempt me away from my Father?" And Jesus uses himself. He uses the Word of God to come back at the tempter. In the meantime, back in the garden, in paradise, where the human person has everything, in the center of the garden is the tree of life. And God invites the human person to take anything they want from that tree of life. Live life to the fullest. But next to that tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God warns us, don't eat from that tree. That tree means death to you. And the tempter comes and invites us into a choice. And he does so in a very tricky way, by giving us a little bit of truth. He says, God knows if you eat from that tree, God knows you'll be like him. That's why he doesn't want you to eat from there. We make the choice, and we fail. We fail because we choose death. We choose death over the tree of life. This season of Lent is not just a season for us to be sorry for our sinfulness. It's an opportunity for us to be honest with ourselves. And that is a reason for joy. God invites us in this season to look deeply at ourselves, to look deeply at who we are. And that reality is, we are creatures of a loving God. We are creatures in a loving God, made in His image and likeness, and offered the tree of life. Live life abundantly and to the full. But don't forget who you are. Don't forget that you are creature, and I am your God. As soon as we make that mistake, it disrupts relationships everywhere. What happens after the fall of man? They're driven out of the Garden of Eden. They're driven out of paradise. All of a sudden, the earth is the enemy. By the sweat of our brow and the toil of our backs, we have to make the earth feed us. We have to domesticate animals now, because they aren't at our bidding. We're embarrassed and shamed by one another, so we have to hide ourselves. But Jesus restores paradise. Jesus offers back the tree of life. All we have to do is make that choice. The tree of life is still available to us. And God constantly invites us to take of it, and take of it abundantly and to the full. But somehow, just a little bit of truth can convince us that we'd rather eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So as we enter into the season of Lent, as we come forward in the Eucharist, let us take of this tree of life. Let us live life abundantly the way God intended us to live. But most importantly, in this season of Lent, let us come forward truly who we are. Let us recognize our brokenness so that we can see our need for God. Let us rejoice in the happy fault of Adam that gained for us so great a Redeemer.